Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Oh, Father, we thank you for your presence here today, God, for being that God who will fight our battles, God, who is there in the midst of all circumstances, God, who made the ultimate sacrifice. And God, we believe that. Who can stop the Lord? Who can stop the Lord Almighty, God? Hallelujah. That head was once was crowned with thorns, is crowned with glory now. The Savior knelt to wash our feet, and now at his feet we bow. We bow before you. The one who wore our sin and shame is now robed in majesty. The radiance of perfect love now shines for all to see. Your name is victory. To him who is our King, his final breath upon that is now alive in me. Oh, your name. Praise will rise, our praise will rise, and by your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of death. Just sing it. The resurrecting he is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrected by your Spirit. By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of the resurrected King is resurrecting me. By your name I come alive to declare your victory. tomb where soldiers watched in vain was borrowed for 3 days. His body there would not remain. Our God has robbed the grave.
Would you just give him a Pentecostal shout right now? Death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring. The praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. You have. Situation this morning, would you just begin to speak his name this morning, because there's power and there's victory in his name. Come on, would you say it? Jesus. God, we speak the most powerful name on earth this morning, and it is Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus. God, there's authority and there's power and there's healing in your name today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We speak it over every thing in our lives this morning, Lord. In the name of Jesus. The moon and stars, they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us. The weight of every curse upon you. One final breath we gave as heaven looked away. The sun. Come on, sing it out. The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah.
We sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We sing hallelujah.
He's overcome.
The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah.
We sing hallelujah.
We sing hallelujah.
The Lamb has overcome.
We sing hallelujah.
We sing hallelujah.
We sing hallelujah.
The Lamb has overcome.
Forever He
your name, Jesus. This week, this past week, I was able to share with my students on Wednesday night, and I just went back and I talked and I made them think about, what if you were there? What if you were in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday and like you saw Jesus come into town and you were there shouting praises, and you go throughout this week and then you come to Friday. And you see your hope, your answer, the one that you knew, the one that you believed was going to save you. And then you see him executed on the cross, crucified. And it seems like your hope has just been lost. The one that you had believed in has just been lost. What if you were there? And then to go through Saturday, the day after, wondering, what do we do now? What do we do now? And I want to say this morning, there could be some people here that maybe you haven't even made it to Sunday. Maybe you haven't even welcomed Jesus Christ into your world. Or maybe you're on Friday. Maybe there's something in your life that you feel it just died. Maybe you got a bad report from the doctor. Maybe you had a family member that just turned away. Maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe you're going through whatever it is. Maybe something in your life feels like it has just died. All hope seems to be gone. Or maybe you're on Saturday. You've been praying. You've been waiting. You've been hoping for an answer, but you feel like nothing is happening. Everything is just standing still. You feel like you're in the desert place. You send up prayers and you feel like they're just bouncing off the roof back to you. Wherever you are, just know we serve a God that He didn't stop on Friday. He didn't stop on Saturday. But on Sunday, come on, on Sunday, He rose. On Sunday. risen. And wherever you are today, he wants to bring life. He wants to bring resurrection into your situation. He wants to bring new life, new breath into your situation. All you have to do is say, God, I need you. God, I believe that you rose. You are the resurrection power. It's your blood that set me free. I may be in this place right now, but I know that Sunday is here. I know my resurrection is here because you are forever on the throne. God, we thank you that you're on the throne. Come on, just give him thanks right now, just for a moment. Come on, just give him thanks. Give him thanks in your situation like you believe it, like you believe that he rose. God, we thank you. God, forever your name be glorified. God, we thank you for the work that you're going to do in this place this morning. We thank you for the resurrection you're going to bring in our lives. We thank you for the healing.
Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.